Ladies and gentlemen, it's my privilege to introduce you to one of the few people that can burst the buttons right off my 501, Jason from JasonCable.com.
Wow, I don't think I've ever had an introduction like that. It almost sounds like I was being raised from the dead. Thank you, Richard, for that. I really appreciate it. And you'll hear a short promo about Richard's show at the end of this show. So, of course, I am your host, Jason Cable, and this is JasonCable.com's GLBT podcast. And you know where to go for more info on the show. So I got an email. We've been getting several emails, but one of them pretty much sums up what people are saying. It says, this is from Dan in Bedford Hills, New York. Jason, I haven't seen any new podcasts on iTunes, so I thought that maybe they dropped you. But I even see your website hasn't had any new podcasts since January. I see a blog post about a day ago, so I guess you're still active? But what happened to the podcast? Did you give it up? Really miss your show, Dan. Well, Dan, no, I didn't give it up. I was kind of on hiatus for a while. I was still going through some difficult things with my health. Having a chronic pain condition is not fun. And a lot of the drugs they give you kind of wear you out. In fact, the first drug I started on, which was exactly a year ago, so September 2008, I was fine on it, and it really helped ease the pain, but unfortunately it made me very tired, very weak, and very unsteady on my feet. So for about 9 months, I was walking with a cane, and as a 29-year-old male, let me tell you, you know, it's so cliche to say that we don't know, you know, how precious something is until we lose it. You know, people say that about someone who's blind. Oh, he's so blind, you know. Oh, my gosh, how terrible. You really don't know what it's like until you've lost it yourself. And that is true. It's almost like an epiphany because so much of my life was just spent trying to recuperate from my days at work. So my day was basically try to wake up, go to work, come home, and just have no energy. And, you know, trying to walk, or, you know, walking with cane was not difficult for me, but having to do it in just about two and a half months ago, I bet, I was finally switched to another drug, and I'm finally off the cane. And that's made a world of difference. My energy's starting to come back. I have a ways to go to regain my strength and stuff. So that's where I've been. But, yeah, I've really been wanting to do a podcast, and especially with PodCamp Pittsburgh coming up, number 4, in a few weeks, October 10th and 11th, I think. Anyway, you can go to podcamppittsburgh.com to find out more information if you're in the Pittsburgh area and would like to learn more about podcasting, blogging, Facebook, social media, Twitter, all that stuff. And we have things for every level of from absolutely beginner to advanced. And especially if you're one of those in the middle or advanced podcaster, blogger, whatever, you know, I really recommend one of the best things to do is network. Just talk to people, ask them questions. Don't be afraid to ask anyone a question. You know, we're all kind of uncomfortable, you know, outside of our, talking to the wall experiences like this podcast is. I talk to the wall, and occasionally a cat will jump in my lap, and you know, then it all goes to hell. So it's a great time. Come check it out. That's podcamppittsburgh.com. And so there is a topic I want to talk about tonight, and it's one that's been kind of troubling me because I'm not sure everyone understands where we are. Here's what I'm talking about. So the last, we all know the last elections in this country were hellacious. They were terrible for gay rights. They set us back many years. You know, what was it? Arkansas, I think it was. They banned adoption by unmarried people. And, you know, gay marriage was banned in half a dozen states. So, on a local level, we're not doing so hot. On a national level, we're being ignored. And I want to say that it is truly honest. We are being ignored by legislators, by the press, by the media, everyone. And we want stuff too. You know, gay marriage is the sexy topic. You know, I write software for a living. So, and software developers, when there's like a new technology out, we're all on it. We like bright and shiny things. And to the GLBT community, marriage for us is a bright and shiny thing. We love it. Except when it goes into 50% divorce rate and all that. Although the laws that are, you know, the guarantees that are afforded to us by marriage would be substantial. And they would help us. So, whether you voted for him or not, President Obama did, you know, talk about LGBT issues. And he wants to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And he wants, does not want gay marriage, but he wants, you know, federal unban, because it's banned kind of right now. Basically federalized civil unions or something like that. So, you know, give us the rights, but don't call it marriage. That's never made sense to me either. So, what's happening on the national stage? Nothing. Not a goddamn thing. And that actually may be a good thing for us. Here's my take on it. Right now, the country is in the midst of economic hell. We're in two terrible wars. They're trying to wind down Iraq, trying to ramp up Afghanistan so we can get out. Although, how many years later, I really don't know if we're even close to that. There's a whole healthcare debate that has to get passed by the end of the year, by the way. You know, why the president thinks he has to pass healthcare reform legislation, all-encompassing healthcare reform legislation, by the end of the year, I don't know. You know, why can't we break it into little pieces that actually might pass Congress so they can get on to other issues? Issues that actually affect people? Because really, what are they doing? Congress, both the House of Representatives and the Senate, they are both pissing away months and months of time. And for what? For debate. Well, most people don't even sit in on the debate anymore. And those that do, they're on the goddamn Blackberries and iPhones. God bless the iPhone. But anyway, I digress. There's way too much going on right now on the national stage for us to get any attention. And I hope people understand that. Now, it pisses me off. Really pisses me off. Until I stand back and really look at it pragmatically. And pragmatically, basically, I'm saying step by step. Let's break it apart step by step. So, what The president has on his plate is way too much for him to handle adequately. I think many people will agree with me. Some think he's not doing enough, which means that they think that he's not doing enough to help them. So really, I would prefer any LGBT issues to be deferred until all of this noise, or a lot of this noise that's just going nuts right now about healthcare, is gone. We have to wait till all that dies down. And then, and only then, when it's quieter, when there are fewer things happening in the country, should we begin to tackle these issues one at a time? Now, the first I think we should tackle would be, don't ask, don't tell. The United States military, their policy is ridiculous. The law is ridiculous. That a person can't be out while they are in the military. And I've spoken to enough retired and or the honorably discharged, whatever they call it, former service members, to know that to everyone I've spoken with, they don't care. They don't care if someone's gay. In fact, they usually know it. You know, they'll make fun of it. And that's what I don't understand. I work with a guy right now. The number of lesbians he knew in the Marine Corps was just incredible. All right. I do have to clarify one thing. I've only spoken with retired or discharged Marines and Army people. No Navy or Coast Guard. Although the Coast Guard, I think, is under Homeland Security, so I don't know where they are in the whole thing. But anyway, and even from people who've written into the show, you know, Germany is a hotbed for gay men in the military. Don't Ask, Don't Tell needs repealed. It was a compromise at the time, and I think it was the best Bill Clinton could do in 93, but this is 2009, and while, American morals are still sliding back into the Stone Ages, faster rate than ever, it is time to just go out and do it. The other thing, another thing, which is even probably more important than Don't Ask, Don't Tell, but, and here's the but, you know, I talk about clearing away all this noise from, so we can make our issues stand apart, so we can help people understand them. So we start out with the one that has the least impact to every American. That is Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Then I think we should ramp it up to the next level, and that is finally pass a trans-inclusive ENDA. ENDA is the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. The hopefully future Employment Non-Discrimination Act. And what it will do is prevent, we hope, gays, lesbians, bisexual, transgender, intersex, and hopefully transgendered people from being fired due to their sexual orientation and or gender identity, and or gender display, if you will. That's a really big issue for a lot of people. And, you know, up until I think a couple months ago, it was legal for me to be fired because I'm gay. So if they had Googled Jason Cable Pittsburgh, they would have found out that I was gay, and they had every right to fire me. And Yeah, it's possible that I wouldn't even gotten unemployment because of it. It's that sort of thing that we need protection against. Currently, there are tons of non-discrimination clauses, if you will, in the United States. So it's illegal to fire someone, if you will, or discriminate against them in employment circumstances based on sex, age, gender, national identity, national origin, etc. They're handicap, you name it. Everything's in there but sexual identity and sexual orientation. Both of those need to be in there. And the reason this didn't pass before the elections was, A, the elections were huge and crazy, and B, one of the bills introduced was transgender inclusive, which caused a real stir even among the Democrats. You know, I think even a lot of the Republicans would have been okay with a bill had it not included gender identity in it as something that employers can't discriminate against. And you can see where they stand. The only way I can rationalize it is that gender identity or being transgender is still a mental disease and or disorder. It is in the latest version of the American Psychiatric Association's Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, 4th edition, text revision. The DSM-5 is due to come out, I think, in 2012, and that will be totally... I may be wrong on the year here, but that's when the American Psychiatric Association will go through, create another version of their diagnosis manual. And right now, even as we speak, people are meeting and people are deciding on whether gender identity disorder, I believe it's called, will be included in the next edition. So it may be declassified as a mental illness in the next few years. So don't ask, don't tell, because it's one of the very controversial, but it affects the smaller amount of people. Employment Non-Discrimination Act. People will see it as a threat to them and themselves at work. But because of the way this country's been going in the moral area, the biggest one is marriage, and people see this, the crazy right-wingers see this as an attack on the moral foundation and fabric of society, and that, you know, once you allow a faggot to get married, they're gonna start fucking sheep and dogs and goats. Trust me, one of the guys that used to say this was a former senator of mine. And Rick Santorum's still on the bandwagon, and guess what? He's looking toward Washington for 2012. Ugh. You know, the right has gone so far right. The left, well, their head's gone so far up their asses they don't know where they are. Politics in this country is just ugly. It really is. It's annoyingly ugly right now. But I think I'm hoping things get better. I'm hoping that when all the dust from the healthcare and the bailouts and all the 18 million other things the president has on his plate dies down, he will have real time to actually sit down, have a discussion about this, and do something about it. I think he needs another primetime address. God only knows he's had enough of those. But why can't he sit down in the Oval Office and look us straight forward in the face and really get into a deep maybe not even deep, just a rational, civil conversation about why people in the LGBT community should have the rights of everyone else. We should have the right to serve openly in the armed forces. We should have the right to not be fired due to our sexual identities and orientation and or orientations. And we should have the right to get married. You know, the way he and Hillary Clinton talked on the campaign trail about marriage, or about, you know, this whole civil union versus marriage thing. Basically, what they were saying to us, I don't know if I believed Obama's side. Let's pretend we believe both of their bullshit stories. You know, they said they wanted civil unions with full legal rights for LGBT individuals. So, isn't that marriage? I mean, do we really need to rewrite 1,061 laws in the United States to change a phrase from married? You know, this applies to people who are married and or, you know, civil unionized. I don't think so. And it's all about a word. I think everyone paid attention to the damn campaign, both campaigns. And really what they were saying was, well, give them everything the straights have, but, you know, don't call it marriage. You've got me. So anyway, I think I've taken up enough of your time. I am still alive. I'm still back. I did have a few blog postings over the last couple of days, as our listener Dan pointed out. And I was talking about really how, as I was starting to regain my strength and switching off of the one drug, my eyes were opened, and really I learned that, or I discovered, I discovered that I really needed to seize the moment, and while I was able to, you know, God only knows what drugs I'll be on in the future, whether I'll have brain surgery or whatever. But I just discovered that I needed to do things for myself while I was still able to. Because I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, the next day, or if, you know, I will probably have brain surgery to hopefully fix my neurological pain problem. It's called trigeminal neuralgia for all you out there. But with brain surgery, there's so many risks. So what I did, I went out, I spent a hell of a lot of money, and I went to 3 separate concerts. They were all excellent. And you can read a little more about that on the blog. Also, if you have any employment-related questions, or basically anything about being gay in the workplace or not being gay in the workplace, I want you to go over and check out homophobicjobs.com. I'm trying to build some resources there, especially just general information, so people can find out more, know where to go. If you'd like to contribute an article, you're more than welcome to. You can do so anonymously, or you can give your name. And check it out, homophobicjobs.com. And now, here's a little promo for Richard. Later.
Blowing the buttons off your 501s. WGAYonline.com. Come on. Yeah. Salty with Salty Pride.
Hi, everyone. This is Salty Pride coming to you from WGAY AM on your dial and WGAYonline.com. In sunny Las Vegas, baby. When I'm not spinning some records or hosting Gay Life After 40 show on WGAYonline.com, you'll most likely find me right here with my headphones on, listening to my friend Jason from JasonCable.com.